Welcome to Raga's podcast. This time, we're introducing a section called as the Owners Speak. But the idea is to kind of invite owners to speak about their homes. What Rahagar is getting these homes together and creating an itinerary that joins these homes together. Today we have Mr. Dev, and he is sitting with me right now in Gurgaon. We are recording in Gurgaon. He stays here, but he also stays at his beautiful place that he's created. That was the first message I sent him after I visited his place. And I don't know if he knows, but I wrote a review on Google, which I normally don't, unless I stay at a place. But the place felt so much aligned to the idea that we kind of work for that I had to write a review. Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome, Dave.
Pleasure.
When I went to the place, I was trekking up. And when I entered the place, and I'm not even talking about the views, the energy just felt so connected. How did you even envision the place?
So yeah, it's a very funny story. You know, when we used to travel very extensively to, you know, villages around, me and my wife Deepika, actually, you know, we always preferred staying in villages because that's where you get an understanding of the place. And in one of those visits, we got very friendly to the villagers, and then we were always wanting to do something there, and that's how we came upon this place. And we happened to be there during summers, you know, and summers is the time when you don't see the Himalayas. But, you know, just like you said, the vibe, you know, the whole thing, it's right on the ridge, the sun, the energy, we just felt so good there, you know, and we just, you know, decided to go ahead. 6 months down the line, and of course, we used to keep visiting. The moment the winters came in, that's when we realized that we also have a Himalaya view, you know.
Oh, wow. So dikhai nahi tha pehle.
So we never knew about it. Oh, wow. The villagers said it. We said that maybe it is there, not there, you know. But we just kind of liked there was something that...
Sort of unconditional
said,
love.
Yeah, it just said that this is the place. Mm. And we just, you know, went ahead with our, you know, gut feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how, you know, and it's been about 12 years now. And then we started building gradually, you know. We were not in a hurry that time.
And he told me about how the place was built, how everything was carried out on
a
khachar.
Yeah, there's no roads, nothing. And so that is something which, you know, Deepika said, you know, let's take a place where there is no road.
Mm.
You know, that is the starting point, you know, to be back off beyond. Because, you know, then that's the actual beauty and the entire objective, you know, to be somewhere, you know, like that and place like that and develop it over the years. And then we did it gradually, you know. So everything came up through ponies, you know. That trail that was all everything was, you know, carried brick, mortar, everything, you know, brick by brick. We've seen it.
And that's why 10 years.
Yeah. You know, it took about 5-6 years.
Okay.
Initial land development, you know, getting the water tank, permissions, getting things in a place. And 6 months in a year, you can't do much. You know, when it's monsoons or it starts snowing, you know, there's not much of work that you can do. You can't get any machinery up.
Yes.
So it's a long, long, you know, long drawn process. So
there's a flip side of not having a road there, but it was a lovely thing.
Yeah, but the good thing is you enjoy the process,
yes.
You know. So
yes.
Yeah, it takes longer time, but yeah, you enjoy the process.
And also yours is one of the properties or homes that really came up much before the pandemic. Or even, I know that you started during the pandemic as a homestay.
Yeah.
But so when you went there, your idea was just to create a home, and then the idea of homestay happened, or how?
So for us, it was always about building something and then sharing it, you know. So that thought was always there. How it would pan out is something that, you know, we didn't have. We are not hospitality or we don't have experience there. But it's just that our experiences of traveling very extensively around homestays across the country, you know, we've learned a lot from there. So through personal experiences, you know, so what you see there is just a result of who we are and what we've seen and gone through as kids, how we've been brought up, how we've traveled. And that was the idea, that build something and then, you know, gradually open it up. And that's exactly what we did, you know. So pandemic was just coincidence, you know, we were just looking at the right time, you know, that time I was working, the construction was on, so I used to keep going up and down. And we just, you know, went ahead and the first year was only mainly friends, family coming in. You know, we've made a lot of friends during our travels, you know, so everybody knew that we are trying to create something there. So, you know, they were more excited than us, you know. So there was a good ecosystem around, all looking forward to it. And yeah, even today, most of our guests are friends actually who keep coming back now. And, you know, we consider ourselves more word of mouth, you know.
There's a lovely line written there and I don't remember. This is our home.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it was
this
lovely.
This is our home, this is us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So normally people, right, come in as visitors, go as friends. But
exactly,
that line
yeah.
was so subtle. This is our home and this is us. And when we entered, like when I entered the place, this guy was very kind, Bhaskar. And he kept on asking me, are kuch chai, coffee lenge, ye lenge.
Yeah,
and he gave us that drink, pudina and lemon.
Yeah.
And that's what we really needed when we walked up that hike. But also when you said that you used to work then, so that means that now this is a full-time thing for you, you don't work anymore or?
So between me and Deepika, you know, it's full-time, you know. So for us, we don't look at it as part-time. I also work around that area, you know, I have an office in Almora also.
You said also you have an NGO kind of a setup.
I work very closely with them. So I have certain projects, which again is in the rural space, which is of interest to me. And hence I have to keep coming back to Gurgaon on and off. But I spend a good amount of time there. And if not me, Deepika is there. And we ensure that when our guests are there, unless there is an emergency or there's some pre-scheduled thing, typically 90% of the time we are there, you know, because that's what we feel is an actual homestay. You know, where... And we felt it when we traveled, that a lot of places, the hosts were not there. So for us, I think it's a very important ingredient in this whole homestay concept where you have a nice conversation, you meet the, you know, guests and that's when you become friends and you talk about the place, you know, you talk about things, you know. So those are things that, that is the reason why, you know, we've been
build
able
that place.
To, yeah.
We were actually thinking ki yours will be the first possible stay where the owner's character is so much in display there that the owner sometimes is kind of ghost managing everything.
Yeah.
And now, but you're saying it that you are already always there. You are Deepika.
Yeah, in fact, you know, every single curio or piece of furniture or a book or anything, you know, there's a story behind everything, you know. So, and that full credit is with Deepika because from direct weavers to potters to, you know, we've picked up people stuff right from the grassroots, you know. So that's our way of, you know, that's something we like, we're passionate about. And it's also our way, the food, the herbs that we use, a lot of it, of course, we grow, you know, the seasonal vegetables and things like that. We have an orchard. So a lot of herbs, everything that we grow. Besides that, what is required, you know, we, you know, ensure that it's procured, you know, locally.
Through the communities around.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, our staff are from the local areas, you know, they're from Uttarakhand. So, yeah, the idea is also that, you know, you promote the place, you promote the culture and you know, give the guests the experience of the local food, you know, talk about the place.
Yes.
We have lots of books.
Yes.
Which
You're building a library, you know.
Yes, we're building.
Yeah, you said a library.
Yes, so we're building a nice library with lots of books, you know. And whatever you see around there, also the number of rooms, there's a thought behind it, you know. Very clearly, you know, Deepika said we should have only that many guests who can sit together on a dining table.
Communal dining table.
You know, so.
It's a very important part
of it,
every homestay.
Have a meal together, sit together. So while our house is there, but the kitchen is common, you know. So it's, we've also ensured that to a
I mean, you
extent.
Sit with the guests to dine.
Yes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So,
and
so,
I'm glad that you speak about Deepika so much because I think when we visit places, we immediately come to know if there's a woman's touch there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, but now I can like put two and two together.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things which are just very basic, but being like your bathroom, for example.
Right.
I have taken a picture of just your sink and the shower cubicle in one line, and it looks so much in sync, you know, that entire thing.
Yeah, there's a story to that also, you know, because a lot of places we found the See, when you are in the hills, you want a sense of space, you know. You don't want dingy bathrooms, dark-looking bathrooms, you know. So you see the skylight, the, you know, natural lighting everywhere. So our thing was, you know, even in the bathroom, you want space, you know. Mm. You can literally sleep there, you know.
Mm. So when you are there, do you also indulge in cooking, or is there someone that cooks all the time? Or
yeah, of course. So while we have 4 staff and they, you know, cook up pretty much, you know, most of the cuisines, you know, starting with Indian, Kumaoni, Chinese, you know, we make our own breads, we make our own biscuits, we even dabble with a bit of wine making during the, you know, fruit
wine
season.
From
the fruits, plum. Yeah, all types of fruits, types of you fruits, know. Yeah. During COVID time, we even made wine out of bananas, you know, because that is the only fruit available.
Aur majboori thi.
And we make our own jams, we make our own pickles, you know, so we... Lots of soups and salads and, you know, so all types of food, you know, is available there. And of course, some of it, you know, we have taught because we are also very passionate about cooking and trying out new things. You know, we do that also. When our friends come in or our folks come in, you know, they also go into the kitchen and teach them something.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's how we've kind of, you know.
It's an eventual setup.
Yeah. So that's how we've kind of, you know, increased our offerings, you know, so that, you know, people... Besides the local cuisine, you know, they also have a opportunity to or whatever they want. You know, they have good variety.
And also I thought when I was there that, like you said, people have come eventually and taught your staff or they have picked up from the travelers. Similarly, the decor of the place feels like a container mein laake sab banaya nahi hai. It feels like slowly things have come there.
Yes.
Whether it might be a book placed on a coffee table or a little article in your lounge area. I specifically love that whole area where there are paintings of Northeastern tribes.
Yeah.
Is that a festival?
Yeah, so we had gone for this Hornbill festival. So we picked up stuff from there.
Mm-hmm.
The other paintings, you know, we, with my other NGO friends, we promoted local artists in Uttarakhand.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked up from there. So everything
is a mix and match.
Mix and match of, you know, wherever we travel or within the state. We went to Munsiyari recently. You know, we picked up a lot of stuff there, a lot of spices and we picked up shawls to gift our friends. You know, we picked up books.
Your headboard also has a very distinct red color.
Yeah, that's a Naga shawl.
Naga shawl, yeah. So when people come to you, how many nights should they kind of spend there? 2 nights, 3 nights?
You know, we want the guests to come spend time, you know, go for nice walks around. There's some beautiful hikes around.
Yeah.
You know, spend time. There's good food. You know, there's a good ambience there, you know, nice open spaces. You know, one night means you'll come in the afternoon, next day morning after breakfast, you leave. So we discourage that. We normally take bookings for 2 nights, but we always tell our guests at least spend 3 nights, you know, because that's the time when you can actually... be at your own pace, you know, we take them for sunrises, for sunsets, you know, we take them for, there's a 5-hill walk, there's a village, we even go take them to villages for a meal.
Yes.
Things like that, you know, yeah.
Unless someone like me who just come for 2 hours. But Arish means, I was reading about that, meaning of Arish means the first rays of
first
sun.
First rays of the sun.
Is that the position of on the ridge that your place is?
Yes, because we are on the ridge, you know, we get the first rays of the sun and we get sun right throughout the day, right from sunrise to sunset.
Mm.
So it's open on all 4 sides.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being on the ridge where during winters, you know, we have our lunch, our breakfast on the deck and whole day people are just sitting in the sun, you know. So, and that's probably the reason why there's a great vibe.
Yes.
You know, because there's a lot of natural light,
yes.
You know. So, Arish is pretty much an all-season property. You know, a lot of people don't like to or are scared during the monsoons. But I'm saying it's beautiful during the monsoons, you know. The clouds and the mist coming in and...
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And winters, of course, you see the peaks and clear skies. And there are times when, you know, the meteors are very active. So you see shooting stars for people who like stargazing. So there's pretty much, you know, a lot of things for, you know, different interests.
Yes.
You know.
And who named it Arish? You or Deepika or how?
So we shortlisted a lot of names. We wanted something which kind of...
bachchon ke naam hote hai waise.
Idea is that it should mean something, you know, about the property. And, and we chanced upon this name out of several names. And you know, we decided to go ahead with this. So, yeah.
And I'm glad that you spoke about these three nights thing, because what we also plan to do with Arish is that involve it in an itinerary, because when people from Bombay, especially Bombay, Cochin, Bangalore come, they usually come for more than a week. And it would be beautiful to line up Arish with one of the other places where you have a similar or a contrasting vibe with the same energy.
Yeah.
And that really works. But also what works now is Bareilly Airport has opened up.
Yeah, that's so for Mumbai and Bangalore.
Yes.
The direct flights.
Yes.
Even frequency from Dehradun to Pantnagar and Delhi to Pantnagar has opened up. So connectivity is
a flight now. Oh, because we took a flight from Pantnagar to Delhi yesterday.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But from people from Bombay or the south.
Then that's Bareilly.
Yeah, Bareilly.
Yeah.
It works very well.
That's better.
And I think it's a 5-hour drive from Bareilly.
Four and a half hours max.
So one day, today you are in the seat. In the evening, you are in Arish.
Absolutely, yeah.
That works. Yeah, the contrast works. Yeah.
So,
but because all these places are having only two or three or four rooms
that attracts you,
the kind of people
to a particular
that travel
property.
To you,
how do you
we match their
and at
interest
Arish also, we are very
with
particular.
The properties.
We've really not gone
energy.
About tying up with 10-20 players. You know, for us, it's a good feeling, or
it's like a closed network.
Closed network, right. Or the thought process is alignment with who the person is on the other side. You know, for us, that's more important. You know, because then the experience and the thing is common. You know, everyone has a good experience.
Yeah.
You know, so what is your thoughts around that? You know, how do you go about doing your work?
Are you aware that this company actually is a brainchild of my father, not Rahagar but Anubhav?
Okay.
So Anubhav was started in 1981, the parent company, as a tour company. So we are travel people. But what happened in the pandemic is that, and I'm glad you spoke about the regions, because you belong to Kumaon.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kumaon is a region. And very few people know that in Uttarakhand, there are two regions, principally. One is Garhwal and the other one is Kumaon. But in Anubhav, we started promoting a particular region over a state. So where you went to a state and finished it in one go. Now you're going to a region. The next level is going to only one place. Like even where you are in Kumaon, there are three particular steps that we found. One is the lower areas, which is your Corbett area. Then the other one is like the middle areas, which is not Mukteshwar, but around Almora area. And then is Mukteshwar and more higher Munsiyari and, Dunagiri and up there. We want to connect these three regions through itineraries. And why Kumaon? Because the Kumaoi culture is very different to the Garhwali culture if you step into it. In Maharashtra, we have Kokan and we have Vidarbha. Very different cultures. In Kokan, we eat the rice chapati or the rice roti. There, we eat Bajra Jwari. So, it's so different and the language is different. And we want to explore the homes of those regions differently. And there is no target that we have. So tomorrow we might have even six properties or six homes where you are. But because all these places are having only two or three or four rooms, the kind of people that travel to you, we match their interest with the property's energy. Apart from what I saw at Arish, what are your future plans in your mind?
Currently and in the future also, we are focusing a lot on planting and the farm, including, our plants and things like that. So that's something that we have a huge piece of land there. It's almost 4 acres. We've planted almost close to 400 fruit trees, a lot of herbs and things like that. So the entire focus is to preserve, we have rainwater harvesting, now we are going to invest in solar, things like that. So these are the ideas to make it self-sustaining, so we don't have plastics. You would have seen, we don't keep anything plastic. And that's also the reason we make our own breads and biscuits to avoid and minimize, we request our guests also the same thing, So we're trying to do things in the best possible way, and you know, reduce the carbon footprints and do our bit.
I think with this new road that has come up also, people who find it a little difficult to trek up the property, and it's not a big trek, it's 15-20 minutes.
Yes.
It helps them to kind of, so you, some of your vehicle will come and pick their luggage and they can just take a walk, or they can even sit in the vehicle and go up.
Yeah.
Unless it's pouring really bad.
Yeah. We normally encourage the guests to take that walk, because that's the beauty of...
Correct.
It just adds to the experience.
Correct. When you enter the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but yeah, that a second option is there. Sometimes for big groups, or you know, if somebody comes in a little later, it can get challenging to walk through the forest.
Yeah.
You know, so then that road, of course, becomes of big help.
To our listeners, it's a very beautiful conversation that we are having with Dev here, because he's not yet a part of Rahagar, but talking to him and listening to the sounds of the property when I was there, listening to the piece there, it's nice to understand how owners eventually, because we all have one kind of aim at the end, to make travelers who want to come to a place like yours, and not just for the views, for the conversations, as I said. Because when the travelers come, they also impart a certain kind of, as you rightly said, you know, not just a recipe, but they have their own stories, you have their own story. And at the end, it's all about the story exchange that a owner and a traveler both love. Thank you. Thank you, Dev, for coming in today on such a short notice. And I believe this podcast will also help people who are looking and joining us in some form or the other, and, you know, help them to understand what a property owner goes through, the entire process, and also how Rahagar and that property owner comes together. Thank you very much.
Pleasure is all mine.
Thank you.